Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
So I did say that after I covered the top 10 sort of investing books, or you know, largely the most popular, if you do a Google search, they come up in the top 10. After covering the top 10, I do a few books that I've read that I've quite liked. Because I said, some of those books, they're quite dry, you know, and they're quite, in my mind, I know it's sacrilege, but even the classic ones, you know, a bit dry, but Benjamin Graham, Security Analysis, it's a bit of hard work. I think it took me 3 attempts to get through it. But, and I said, with all books, pretty much, you know, there are certain sections of books, investing books especially, that are excellent, engrossing, and pull you in there, and there are some parts of them that just leave you cold and dry and want to switch off. Now, this next book, parts of it are very, very good, and I'd highly recommend getting it, you know, but there are parts that are not so good, but there are parts that are brilliant. And this is called 100 Baggers, Stocks to Return 101 and How to Find Them by Christopher Mayer. It's a book that explores the concept of finding stocks that have the potential to grow by 100 times their initial investment value. So they return $100 for every $1 invested. That means a $10,000 investment turned into $1 million. And this book was inspired by an earlier book called 101 in the Stock Market by Thomas Phelps. So the author of 100 Baggers, as Christopher Mayer, interviews Thomas Phelps, and Phelps' basic conclusion can be summed up in the phrase, buy right and hold on. He said, let's face it, a great deal of investing is on par with the instinct that makes a fish bite on an edible spinner because it's moving. Investors, too, bite on what's moving and can't sit in a stock that isn't going anywhere. They also lose patience that one is moving against them. This causes them to make a lot of trades and never enjoy truly mammoth returns. That's a lot harder said than done, you know, especially in a bear market, and especially if you're holding some microcaps where it may never come back. It could go bust. So I suppose he's looking at bigger stocks that are generating cash, that are profitable, that take a knock maybe over time. Maybe you could, you know, average down. But my thoughts on averaging down is it's good in a bull market, not in a bear market. You know, in a bear market, you are basically, in a bull market, you're buying the dip when you average down. In a bear market, you're pretty much buying a downtrend, which can last very long, and it could take your entire investment portfolio down with it, pretty much. So I wouldn't advise doing that. I look at momentum in a bear market of stocks that, you know, are fundamentally strong but have technical analysis or chart momentum with them. Anyway, the book emphasises the importance of long-term investing and highlights the power of compounding returns over time. Mayer presents case studies of companies that have achieved remarkable growth and provides key principles and characteristics to look for when identifying potential 100 bagger stocks. I would say, though, if I remember rightly, in the sum-up to this book, he did say, I think, that there weren't a lot of characteristics that could be shared across companies. One was, though, that many of the companies were owner-operated, you know, started by a person. And, of course, you tend to find people who find companies, or founders of companies, are more passionate, and they want to make it work more than just people who are brought in to manage companies. Because, you know, if you own and operate, your name's on the door. And you've got to make it work. And you own originally a lot of stock, of course. But anyway, here's some of the key takeaways from the book. Number one, patience and long-term thinking. Mayer emphasizes the need for investors to have a long-term mindset and be patient in allowing their investments to grow over time. Oh, in fact, what I'm thinking about it, Monster, the beverage can maker, is one of the examples in this. I didn't realize that. And it's quite an interesting story about those. Anyway, two, focus on quality businesses. The author highlights the importance of investing in companies with strong fundamentals, sustainable competitive advantages, and competent management teams. Three, identifying growth opportunities. And Mayer suggests looking for companies operating in industries with long-term growth prospects as they have higher likelihood of generating significant returns. It's very important that the company you're investing in is a big, growing end commercial markets is the trend in their favour. Four, avoiding excessive diversification. The book advises against spreading investments too thinly and instead advocates for concentrating on a select few high-potential stocks to maximise returns. Yeah, I agree with that, but that's very hard in a bear market. Like I said, your portfolio can take a massive knock if you have very few stocks, as I've discovered. Number five, learning from past successes. Mayer analyses historical cases of successful companies that have achieved 100-bagger status and extracts valuable lessons and common characteristics to guide investors to the search for similar opportunities. And by the way, here's an example of some 100-baggers. Amazon, Microsoft, Netflix, Walmart, Alphabet, Home Depot, Starbucks, Tesla, Adobe, Nvidia. And like I say, in the book, he uses monster drinks. But if you look at those companies there, pretty much, they're all got huge end markets, a big customer base, haven't they? I don't know if there's anything else about them. They're all sort of retail, are they? But I suppose, yeah, and business to business. But there we are. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. And as I said, that book is called 100 Baggers, Stocks to Return 101 and How to Find Them by Christopher Mayer.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.